terms for people who are unrelated? Like, if you want to say, these are my relatives, these are not. Was there a way to say them, you think? Or?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, that's a question I have. Mm-hmm. Some of these will be questions that you'd like. I don't know about that. All right, let me ask you about, well, we could use, how long have you lived in this house?
We moved over here in 1973. We lived in South Lyman prior to that.
That's pretty nice.
It's an old, old house. Would be one of the first ones that would have been built in Lyman, I believe. And I don't have a date for it, but it has, taken down the high ceilings.
Right.
And.
Well, this will be perfect, I mean, because we want to get a sense of what houses were like here. I bet this has been added. I don't know.
Yes, when we moved in here, this was right here was the wall.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
And then this part and the other part over there was built on.
Good.
And then we've done a lot to it since we moved in here.
Yeah, this is nice. This really does have the look of an older house with the bedroom set right there.
It definitely was an old house. This bedroom did not have, it had a closet. There was a closet between this bedroom and that one.
Okay.
But basically, it seemed like I took the whole closet for my stuff.
Yeah.
And so that one, when we had company, was just simply a sleeping room.
Okay.
We only had the one bathroom back here. But here a couple of years back, we finally decided that we could squeeze another bathroom in, and it's been really nice. There's a bathroom off at that bedroom.
That bedroom.
Yeah, we built onto the east.
Oh, excellent.
And it now has a closet that you could put stuff in. Mm-hmm. And it has a bathroom, so I enjoy having company, where before it was really a struggle trying to, with one bathroom.
Yeah, that's tough. And, yeah, even if you have a couple people on it.
And, you know, bathroom-wise, just for two people, everybody needs two bathrooms.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, this is a real nice room. It's
and then we, there was a smaller window there. We had the bay window put in, and then after my husband was gone, I went ahead and put the patio on.
Okay.
And so we really have, you know, changed it around quite a bit. But basically, the house itself is an old, old house. And of course, we—I don't know if you knew—we had a tornado in 1990, right? And that.
I heard about that.
It really, we were lucky because it took the superfoods that are our block south here. It took about half of that out and. Mm-hmm. It just, there was a garage right across the street, and right on the street, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the tornado just picked that garage up, took it over, and made kindling out of it over here.
Really?
But they had used it for storage, and all these boxes were neatly arranged, right, like they were. They were just sitting there, and the rest of the thing was over here in shambles. So
it wasn't attached to the ground.
We had to... do a re-roof job. We had a bad hail that went with it besides the wind.
Right. And, that was around the year that the Capitol building in Denver got hit by hail.
Probably so.
Because I lived in Denver from 91 to 94. Well,
this would have been in 90 that this took place.
Yeah, and they were starting to redo the roof at the Capitol.
It really made a change in Lyman. Lyman, when my kids come home, they don't hardly know Lyman because it doesn't look like it did before the tornado. It took out, you know, about half of the business district, and that's all.
So they didn't change necessarily the layout of the town, but they changed a lot of buildings.
Yes, lots of buildings.
Interesting. Wow, a lot of damage, huh?
But my kids all came home. It was kind of a fun time in a way because they all came home. This happened in June, and they came home early in July when it was very, very hot. And put they all worked together and put on a new shingling on the new shingles on the house, and so it was a major job, but it was a lot of fun because they were all here.